This generation. In his prophecy about the conclusion of the system of things, Jesus said this at Matthew 24:34. Truly I say to you that this generation will by no means pass away until all these things happen. To whom was Jesus referring to by the term this generation? The surrounding verses do not specifically point to any particular group, but the sentence itself gives us a clue. It says that the generation will pass away once all the signs have occurred. Since Jesus was describing the events just prior to Armageddon, and since the sheep on his right hand, Matthew 25:33, do not pass away, but will live through Armageddon, they cannot be who he is referring to as this generation. And since the remnant who are still alive on earth at that time will not see death, but will be changed in the blink of an eye into spirit form, 1 Corinthians 15:51-52, that also rules them out as the ones who he is referring to as this generation. So who does die at Armageddon? The wicked. Does that harmonize with all the other times that Jesus used the term generation? I found 24 scriptures where Jesus used the term generation, but was not talking about lineage. In every instance, he was referring to wicked mankind. Matthew 11:16 says, "With whom will I compare this generation? It is like young children sitting in the marketplace who call out to their playmates." Matthew 12:39 says, "A wicked and adulterous generation keeps on seeking a sign." Matthew 12:41 says, "Men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and will condemn it." Matthew 12:42 says, "The queen of the south will be raised up in the judgment with this generation and will condemn it." Matthew 12:45 says, "This is how it will also be with this wicked generation." Matthew 16:4 says, "A wicked and adulterous generation keeps seeking a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah." Matthew 17:17 says, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long must I continue with you?" Matthew 23:36 says, "Truly I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation." Mark 8:12 says, "So he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say, no sign will be given to this generation." Mark 8:38 says, "For whoever becomes ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him." Mark 9:19 says, "In response he said to them, O faithless generation, how long must I continue with you?" Mark 13:30 says, "Truly I say to you that this generation will by no means pass away until all these things happen." Luke 7:31-32 says, "With whom therefore should I compare the men of this generation? And whom are they like? They are like young children sitting in a marketplace, calling out to one another, saying, We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We wailed, but you did not weep." Luke 9:41 says, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long must I continue with you and put up with you?" Luke 11:29-32 says, "This generation is a wicked generation. It looks for a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will be raised up in their judgment with the men of this generation and will condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. But look, something more than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise in the judgment with this generation and will condemn it." Luke 11:50-51 says, "So that the blood of all the prophets spilled from the founding of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel down to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the house. Yes, I tell you, it will be charged against this generation." Luke 16:8 says, "And his master commended the steward, though unrighteous, because he acted with practical wisdom, for the sons of this system of things are wiser in a practical way, toward their own generation than the sons of the light are." Luke 17:25. "First, however, he must undergo many sufferings and be rejected by this generation." Luke 21:32 says, "Truly I say to you that this generation will by no means pass away until all these things happen." What about the term generation used by others in the Greek scriptures? I found 3 instances where Paul also used the term generation, and he too uses it to refer to wicked mankind. Acts 2:40 says, "Get saved from this crooked generation." Philippians 2:15 says, "So that you may come to be blameless and innocent, children of God without a blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation." Hebrews 3:10 says, "This is why I became disgusted with this generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not come to know my ways." So both Jesus and Paul always use the description generation to refer to wicked mankind. If that is what it refers to, that would also include wicked mankind all the way back to Adam, right? So do the Hebrew texts also apply generation to the wicked when not talking about lineage? Yes, they do. Genesis 7:1 says, "After that, Jehovah said to Noah, 'Go into the ark, you and all your household, because you are the one I have found to be righteous before me among this generation.'" Numbers 32:13 says, "So Jehovah's anger blazed against Israel, and he made them wander about in the wilderness for 40 years, until all the generation that was doing evil in the eyes of Jehovah came to its end." Deuteronomy 1:35 says, "Not one of these men of this evil generation will see the good land that I swore to give to your fathers." Deuteronomy 2:14 says, "The time it took us to walk from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed the river of Zered was 38 years, until the entire generation of the men of war had perished from the camp, just as Jehovah had sworn to them." Deuteronomy 32:5 says, "They are the ones who have acted corruptly. They are not his children. The defect is their own. They are a crooked and twisted generation." Deuteronomy 32:20 says, "For they are a perverse generation, sons in whom there is no faithfulness." Psalm 78:8 says, "Then they would not be like their forefathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was unsteady and whose spirit was not faithful to God." Jeremiah 2:31 says, "O generation, consider for yourselves the word of Jehovah. Have I become like a wilderness to Israel, or a land of oppressive darkness? Why have these, my people, said, 'We roam freely, we will come to you no more'?" So when the Hebrew texts use the term generation, when not talking about lineage, it is also referring to the wicked. It is also referring to wicked mankind. I only found one exception at Psalm 14:5, which says, "But they will be filled with great terror, for Jehovah is with the generation of the righteous." Although the psalmist is referring to a righteous generation, that verse still backs up the idea that the description generation is referring to mankind in general and not to a particular group alive at a particular time, because there it is referring to the sons of men. Psalm 14:2. Throughout the entire Bible, when generation is not referring to lineage but is used as a noun, that is to say, used to identify a class of people, it is, with only one exception, referring to wicked mankind. The Bible is provided to us by Jehovah God, and he sees the big picture. 2 Peter 3:8 tells us that a day to God is 1,000 years to man. Picture yourself 1,000,000 years from now, and you are talking about the first 6,000 years of human history when the earth was filled with the wicked. referring to all of wicked mankind from Adam till Armageddon, you may say, that generation of mankind didn't last long. The last of them were wiped out at Armageddon. Let's read Matthew 24:34 again, which says, truly I say to you that this generation will by no means pass away until all these things happen. Jesus was referring to those who would die at Armageddon, which was far in his future at the time. He didn't say that that generation will by no means pass away. He said that this generation will by no means pass away. He was referring to the generation that was alive as he spoke those words, and that would also be alive at Armageddon. So, who is the generation being spoken about at Matthew 24:34? The answer seems clear to me. What do you think?